I thought start of the game we started really well. We got a 2-0 lead. I think we ended up taking maybe 3 penalties in the first period and got out of our rhythm. Let them back in the game. Give them credit. They competed really hard tonight. You could tell they're a desperate team the way they're playing. They're competing hard and they got themselves back in the game. So we went into the second tied 3-3 and I thought we responded. I thought we played well in the third period. So it's a big win for us on the road. So overall, pretty good performance.
Coach, on that Kaplan goal, what was kind of the process like? Like, did that come from the refs or did you get a call down from the video coach?
Well, we thought from the bench, just the way it came out of the net, we didn't hear any crossbar or anything like that, so it looked like it went in. But the refs, I think, knew they were going to check it. So it came from the refs, that we didn't have to challenge that or anything like that. Our video guy couldn't tell. He didn't have a good angle on it. So we were just letting the refs decide.
Obviously a big response in the third. What was the message in between periods there?
I just thought we had to play a more desperate game. They were playing a desperate game, and they were outworking us and outplaying us in the second period. So I thought, if we come out in the third and play the way they're playing, we'd have a chance. So I think our guys stepped up in the third period.
Coach, Sam Stevens tying his season high total in points this year. What do you think he's done differently this year to step up his game?
I think he's, he's a veteran guy. It's his fourth year. He prepared himself really well in the off season, and it's paying off for him. I know he put a lot of work in. He's got more confidence offensively, and it's not easy for him because he most of his starts from the D zone. So for him to be producing is really helping us. So when you get that production from Steve-O in that line, it's going to help our team.
Coach, I just want to hear your thoughts kind of on that second period and kind of where that period ranks amongst just the craziest periods you've had all season long.
Yeah, I think we made some costly mistakes. I think the one was on the penalty kill. I think we were trying to go on a 2-on-1 instead of, making sure we get the puck out. They capitalize on it. Then we're on the power play. We turn a puck over. They have a breakaway. They capitalize on it. So it's just, self-inflicted mistakes aren't going to help you, and that's not a recipe for winning. But we ended up getting away with it tonight.
I think it was 27 penalty minutes in the second. Just overall, how did you think the refs managed the game in the second?
I don't really like to comment on the refs, so that's I'm not going to talk about that.
Just going off all the penalty minutes in the first two periods, what was different about the way the team played in the third period?
Well, I think number one is we stayed out of the penalty box, so that certainly helped. And I don't think really in the first two periods our power play really helped us a lot. I mean, we got one goal there, but that was a little disjointed tonight too. They did give them credit. They did a really good job. They were blocking shots. They were aggressive. We didn't handle it very well. But I thought the third we just got back to playing our game. And I think it shows when we do stay out of the box, we have a lot of depth, and when we can just kind of roll our four lines, we're a much better team. And you guys aren't sitting on the bench when there's penalties, and I think it just helps us. We're a good 5-on-5 team.
You mentioned still a lot of mistakes in the second, but did you feel almost relieved to go in tied into the third, or was it sort of a different feeling?
I just think it was disappointing to be tied. I thought more than anything else. So. On the road, though, listen, you're on the road and you're tied going in the third period, you're in a pretty good spot. So, we got the job done.
Coach Dom gets that go-ahead goal. He's had a couple big moments these past couple games. Just comment on kind of how he's led your team in these past couple games.
Yeah, Dom, when he's going, he really controls the game. He has the puck a lot. Him and Lane together, when they're going, they control a lot of the game because they're great with the puck. And they're both a threat offensively, so they certainly help our group when those two guys are going.
Time for one more.
Just talking about the depth, you get goals from three lines tonight, you get two from a defenseman. How important is that going to be for the team's success kind of down the road here?
Yeah, I think the depth is a strength of our team, and we're getting production from all four lines. I think that helps too. And we're talking about some of our top guys that still really haven't following the score sheet as much as I think we would like and they would like. And to get that depth scoring from other players is helping us because I know our, Skoogs and the O'Briens and Petersons and these guys, they're going to start scoring some goals as well.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, everyone.